Our scripture reading for this morning's service is going to be taken from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 10, fullness of life in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Watch out that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. The word of God for the people of God. Our gospel reading is going to be taken from John chapter 15, verses 5 to 16. Remain in Jesus. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen. Please.
My sermon series on John Wesley's Three Simple Rules has finally come to an end this morning. So far, we have shared the rule number one, do no harm, and the rule number two, do good. Then my sermon last Sunday was part one of two on the rule number three, stay in love with God. And last Sunday, I shared with you my first point on rule number three was commit your life to Christ and obey his commandment. Now this morning, my second point is always seek to learn and grow in Christ. As you might remember, this morning's scripture reading is the same as last Sunday's. It's Colossians passage chapter 2. Apostle Paul warns those Christians of Colossian church and also us today in verse 8. Watch out that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental principles of the world, and not according to Christ. We are called to stay in love, yes, but not just staying in any love, staying in love with God. We must pursue God's love in our lives. We must stay in love with God. In order to do that, we must not be deceived by all kinds of worldly philosophies, empty deceit, or human tradition, or worldly spirit. These are not according to Christ and his teaching of love. Rather, throughout our life journey, we must fix our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding his shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God." One of the most important metaphors of life from the Bible must be that we are on a race, which refers to life. Yes, it could be race of a long distance marathon or a short and fast 100-meter race. Life seems to be unpredictable, uncertain, and always challenging. Then what are we supposed to do in this race? Just as the writer of Hebrew emphasizes, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. How can Jesus be your pioneer and perfecter of faith? Yes, gathering as a community of faith and love, worshiping together, especially on Sunday, as God's children and as God's family is essential and crucial in staying in love with God. Sharing joys and concerns with other siblings in Christ, praying and caring for one another, and reaching out to the community with God's love are also a must to stay in love with God. However, your personal and individual spiritual growth is as important as your belonging to the faith community. You must develop your own way of staying in love with God to sustain, thrive, and flourish in your spiritual life through during the week. Yes, every day. Think about where your source of spiritual strength comes from. What is the main source of your faith? How can you grow toward spiritual maturity every single day? Yes, through participating in spiritual disciplines, of course, and through learning and growing in the word of Christ. The Hebrews verses say that we need to continue running with our eyes set on Jesus, on the cross, on the very heart of God. Apostle Paul urges all Christians in the next chapter of Colossians, is chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your heart, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So, as a faithful disciple of Christ, are you letting the word of Christ dwell in you? If not, where else do you find the source of your strength in life? As a matter of fact, most Christians, almost all faithful and sincere followers of Jesus, consider the Bible, the scripture, to be the primary source of your spiritual strength and guidance. I'm sure you are aware that the former President Jimmy Carter passed away on December 29, 2024, at the age of 100. He was truly one of the most devout, sincere, and faithful Christians. And unlike any other president or politicians, he was a true humanitarian who really loved helping and caring for other people. After his presidential term from 1977 through 1981, I was in Korea at the time, ended, he promoted and expanded his effort more on human rights and won the 2002 Nobel Peace Prize. Furthermore, besides his many other great accomplishments, he was a key figure in the Habitat for Humanity, as you all remember. And he was an amazing author who had written 32 books throughout his lifetime. One of his books I have read is entitled Sources of Strength, Meditations on Scripture for a Living Faith, published in 1997. In the section called Why Should We Read the Bible, he writes, quote, "All of us can try to live an average life, nothing special, but good enough to get along and to make us feel self-satisfied. But an important reason to study the scriptures is to help each of us define and strive for a transcendent life, a life that reaches above and beyond what is normally expected of us. From Scripture, we can learn how Jesus Christ lived and what he set forth as proper priorities for human existence." And he continues, "We are aware of this opportunity in moments of exaltation or inspiration when we are embarrassed by our own inadequacies, or perhaps when we are in total despair. The Bible offers concrete guidance for overcoming our weaknesses and striving toward the transcendent life for which we were created," unquote. Yes, Jimmy Carter's primary and the most important source of strength was the Bible, the Word of God. And my own primary source of strength, along with many other Christians across the world, is also the Word of God. I love my Bibles, and this photo shows some of my Bible collections. I enjoy using several English versions of different translations and in the Korean language as well. Plus, one of my favorite online Bible site is BibleGateway.com. And sometimes I need to look up certain verses and in the original languages, Hebrews and Greek. Of course, I use Bible dictionaries, commentaries, and many other Bible study tools. See, all these various translations, versions, and other resources help me to understand the Word of God better and more inspiring ways. How about you? Of course, you don't have to follow my way of studying the Bible. I'm a pastor, of course. But my point and my encouragement for you is to read the Bible regularly and constantly. Do you turn to the Word of God for wisdom, guidance, courage, strength, peace, comfort, and direction in everyday life when you are dealing with all kinds of challenges and crises? Yes, letting the Word of Christ dwell in you richly would be one of the most important and practical ways of staying in love with God. That's why Sunday worship services, group Bible studies, seasonal studies and services, and many other church gatherings are important, because we share God's word together as the common ground of faith. So your faithful participation, not only in public and corporate worship and other occasions, but also in your private and personal studies of the Bible, are extremely crucial and necessary in order to stay in God, in love with God. Bible reading is extremely important and necessary. However, do not read the Bible, your Bible, literally, but seriously and faithfully, considering the importance of studying the context and background. I will probably elaborate more on the Bible and its context some other time. My friends in Christ, do you want to stay in love with God? Then always seek to learn and grow in Christ. Number three, recognize the Holy Spirit's power in you and let the Spirit guide you always. Apostle Paul proclaims in verses 9 and 10, For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and do you have come to fullness in him who is the head of every ruler and authority. Contemporary English version, CEV, translates the same passage in this way: God lives fully in Christ, and you are fully grown because you belong to Christ, who is over every power and authority. Simply put, the triune God lives in Christ, and we belong to Christ. So as long as you are dwelling in His Word, the Holy Spirit is always working in you, through you. In Colossians, Apostle Paul boldly proclaims, and those who belong to Christ, Jesus Christ, crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. As Christians, staying in love with God sounds easy and simple for us. However, it's not that easy. It's not that simple either. We need a special helper who always strengthens us, comforts us, encourages us, and guides us. Yes, we have this Holy Spirit. Philippians 2:13 says, "It is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for His good pleasure." Yes, when you acknowledge the power of the Holy Spirit that is working in you, you can actively stay in love with God throughout your faith journey. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the pastor and author Max Lucado once wrote, quote, "God loves you just the way you are, but He doesn't want you leave you there. He doesn't want to leave you there. He wants you to be just like Jesus," unquote. From the entire Bible, God says, "I love you." Jesus says on the cross, "I love you." Let me share with you a story of Jason Tusk, a 17-year-old high school honor student. Jason Tusk was close to his mother, his wheelchair-bound father, and his younger brother, Christian. Jason was an expert swimmer who loved to scuba dive. He left home on Thursday morning to explore a spring, an underwater cave near his home in West Central Florida. His plan was to be home in time to celebrate his mother's birthday by going out to dinner with his family that night. However, unfortunately, Jason became lost in the cave. Then in his panic, he apparently got wedged into a narrow passageway. When he realized he was trapped, he shed his yellow metal air tank and barely took out his driver's knife. With the tank as a tablet and the knife as a pen, he wrote one last message to his family. I love you, Mom, Dad, and Christian. Then he ran out of air and drowned. It was the summer of 1987, and I captured his photo from one of the online obituaries. A dying message, something communicated in the last few seconds of life, is something we cannot ignore. God's final words to us are etched on a Roman cross. They are blood red. They scream to be heard. They too say, I love you. We all are being loved by God and growing in Christ, trying to be like Jesus. Spiritual growth is not happening overnight. It's a lifelong journey so that every day we can connect with God and we can stay in love with God. From the Gospel of John message, Jesus encourages all of us to stay in love with God in verses 9 and 10. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. Yes, God's love for you endures forever, here and now, and forevermore. I was able to take this photo of the stained glass about John Wesley over 10 years ago when I was attending a pastor's day at Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego. John Wesley's last words were nothing but, "The best of all is God is with us." And may God continue to work with you as you are living out John Wesley's three simple rules every day in your life, today and always. Thanks be to God. Amen.